Keep the messages coming in. You can also call us on 045 898 999. We're now moving more local over to the Athy Municipal District, where Labour Councillor Aoife Breslin joins me on the line now. Good morning, Aoife. Thanks for taking our call on the show this morning.
Good morning, Hannah, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for inviting me.
We are looking at your motions raised at the latest MD meeting, Aoife, and your first one to the council is in relation to the social housing. You're asking for an immediate increase to income limits for social housing. What is the reason for bringing this up, and then what the council was saying?
That was actually to the full council, and myself and my Labour Party colleagues on the full council had tabled that motion. As you may aware, I'm chair of the Housing SPC of Kildare County Council, and at the moment the income limits are 40,000 for people to go on the housing list, which is very, very limited in an area like Kildare. So we have a huge gap between, you know, people that can't afford the affordable housing, people that can't afford rent, who won't get assistance with rent, and those on, like, if you were on €45,000 a year, you will not qualify for a mortgage. And there's been an awful lot of people are frozen out of the market, and they're in limbo land, for want of a better word. So myself, my colleagues on the full council tabled this motion, asking the minister to immediately ensure that the housing limits, income limits were hired and for a review to take place. We are cutting so many people out of the market. We are in a housing crisis, and yet at the end of the day, Kildare, who is one of the, you know, the average house in Kildare is now over 300,000 to €400,000. People just can't afford it. I couldn't afford a mortgage this time, and yet you wouldn't qualify for the social housing list. So something has to be done. The government have to live in reality, not in pie sky.
Yeah, and the council, what was their response to it? Is this something that they can look at, or anything they have a say in?
Yeah, well, we are going to write to the minister. I know my colleague Mark Walshidy had brought it up with the minister as well. The Labour Party's spokesperson on housing has also brought it up. You know, it's a national crisis that we are experiencing, and the income limit is just causing so many hurt and hardship on so many families and so many individuals. So it is a purpose and aim of the Labour Party to have this review. We've called on the minister to have a review it and do it immediately.
All right, Aoife, your motion then from the Athy Municipal District that took place last month, you've asked that the council carries out resurfacing works to the entrance road at Flinters Place, Athy. What is the current situation there in regards to the roads? Is it potholes that are causing issues?
Yeah, Hannah, look, and I suppose this comes back to all politics being local, isn't it? We've just spoken about a national issue, and now we're speaking about a local issue. Mm. Yes, there had been a housing development carried out by Respond Woodstock Way over the last couple of years, and at the time, construction lorries were using that entrance, the Flinters entrance to Woodstock Way, so there is work required to the road. The road is in quite a poor condition, and it needs work carried out, and as part of their planning permission, you know, the road was to be reinstated. So I'm looking for that to be done. I've been guaranteed by the area engineer that will be carried out this year.
All right. And your last question then, Aoife, to the council is in relation to the proposed apartment units at Convent Lane there in Athy, and you're asking for an update.
Yeah, these have been on the planning for some time. There had been some delay in respect of it. I expected them to start much earlier in the year, but I've been told that hopefully construction is going to start this month. That's 33 units of apartments for mostly elderly people, which are badly needed in the town of Athy, and they will have a communal area in it, you know, and it'll bring a little community and hopefully take some people off the housing list, which is so badly required.
Absolutely. Aoife, thanks for your time on the show this morning.
Thank you.
Running through those motions and questions raised at both the Athy Municipal District and the full council meeting from last month as well. That is Labour Councillor on the Athy MD, Aoife Breslin. Keep your messages coming.